This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So the legislature, when they went back on Thursday, successfully overrode 12 vetoes on day one. That's in addition to the two that were already overridden earlier in the session. So they had a heck of a day one. With us now to kind of walk us through the veto session is Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter from Derby. My former roommate and office mate and cohort when we came in as freshmen. Blake, thank you for joining us always. And former host of this show, by the way, guest host.
It's always great joining you, John. Thanks for having me on.
I know you hate it when I remind people that we were roommates.
That's okay. That's okay. You know, you got to live somewhere in Topeka. And the options these days are pretty limited.
That is true. So where do you want to start? You want to talk veto? You want to talk the accomplishments that you're proud of? The things that, I mean, my hope is to go veto, what you did, what left on the table that you were hoping to accomplish. So you pick the topic.
All right, we'll go with vetoes first. So we had a pretty stellar day last week. So the first day we went 12-0, and then the next day we went 15-0 with overriding specific line items in the budget. Now, I'll stick to overall, just try to real rapid fire on these bills. I mean, if you want, you can ask me questions. We'll get into them a little bit deeper. We're just going
to
go.
I don't even think you need to go through all of them. Just kind of give me the ones that people will know about, because there's a lot of rats and cats stuff, I imagine.
There are quite a few rats and cats. So regulatory sandboxes is one of them. And so what this is doing is it's creating a sandbox that allows entrepreneurs or businesses to come in, and if they are a new type of business or a new entity, it basically puts aside bureaucratic rules and regulations and allows that industry to basically test their product or test what they're doing, and it allows them to grow, and we cut the red tape for them. And this is just a way for them to basically open up their business or have people come here, open up businesses, and start industries potentially here in the state of Kansas with burdensome regulations, I guess, is a good way to put that. So Laura Kelly vetoed that, but we overrode her on that one. We think that it's going to end up being a positive for the state of Kansas. And then after that industry is established after a few years, then basically at that point, you know, some of these rules and regulations will start applying to them at that.
There was another one I saw. Tax revenues come in higher than expected. It automatically lowers the income tax rate. She vetoed that. I thought Laura Kelly was the tax cut person. She's been running like she cut taxes.
Oh, well, she only cuts taxes on whatever we send her.
When she's up for re-election, too.
Ah, yes, yeah. That's also true.
That's true.
So what you're talking about is Senate Bill 269, and that is a bill that has triggers built into it. So as our economy grows, instead of just politicians – and unfortunately, I fall into that category.
Yes, you do.
The politicians in Topeka, you know, those guys, those guys.
Well,
right?
Technically, you're not one right now because you're in Wichita, but.
Yeah. So this, what it will do is as money comes in and as our economy grows, that extra revenue that may have gone came in over the rate of inflation. So let's say that our revenues go up by 5%.
Which they have been lately, been exceeding estimates.
Yeah, and, yeah. And actually we're going to have our new estimates out this next week on the 17th. The consensus revenue estimates are going to come out at that point. And so we're going to see if we brought in more money than we were expecting, which it'll probably be more than what we've been expecting because that's the way it's been lately. But let's say that inflation goes up 3%, but we bring in 5%. Well, that extra 2%, instead of us spending it on whatever government program, you know, sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns that none of us can vote against because, oh, that's such a good thing, whatever it is. No, it automatically is now tied to reducing income taxes and the burden that is there for your income taxes. And what it does over time, it triggers down that income tax to where we get to a single rate. And so right now we have a two-tiered income tax rate here in the state of Kansas. And so what this will do is it will basically, through natural growth, bring it down to a one income tax for the state of Kansas for all residents.
And eventually, could it even lower that to zero? I mean, theoretically, could we get to a zero income tax state if we had excessive incomes or revenue, rather?
Theoretically, yes. We've seen other states that have already implemented similar systems to this. And so once you get – right now, our goal is to get from that two-tiered tax system to a one-tiered, because the people who have one tier are competing at a better level as far as a state goes compared to other states that have these progressive tax systems that have two or three or four or five different tiers. So our first goal is to get down to one single tier. And then after that, yes, if we have great economic booms, if we have great growth here in the state of Kansas, over time, that could absolutely reach zero.
You know, another one I saw, and again, some things that Governor Kelly vetoes, I don't understand. For some reason, she sided with deadbeat dads over, I mean, that one was a House Bill 2062, providing child support from the age of conception. This one seemed pretty straightforward to me, you know, and yet she vetoed it.
Yeah, and I think it's because she does not want to recognize that, you know, the child that is still in the womb is a human and is a child. A lot of the left don't want to recognize that. This piece of legislation does by basically saying that, hey, if you're a father, and you're either separating from your significant other or whatever, then you have to pay child support because that child is still incurring cost upon that mother, whether it's hospital visits or other thing, prenatal care, they are still needing support. And so that's what this is about. It's about those fathers still supporting those children that they have helped conceive in this process. But what it also does is it creates a double tax exemption for those children that are born. So for instance, I got three kids that are born in January, March, and April. Well, they were all, you know, cooking in that prior tax year, but I don't get anything from it, right? Until that next year, and then now they're on the rolls. So by giving people a double exemption, any child that is basically born now
cooking,
any child that is born at the beginning of a year, they can now be claimed with that double exemption, and it gives them that tax incentive.
You're
incurring
costs at that point, so why? I mean, it would help you to be able to claim them.
Yeah. So if they're born early in the year, you actually are going to get now two double tax child exemptions for that one child that next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Helpful. And we're talking with Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter. Another one, you know, so many of my listeners, so many folks in Wichita got frustrated with the COVID pandemics, with the lockdowns. I mean, we had a situation here, I think it was Harvey County or Butler County not too long ago, where you had a school student that was forced by the health department, that was forced to stay home for, I think it was 2 weeks. I think it was Harvey County, actually. She was forced to stay home because they thought she might be contagious. Turned out she wasn't. Senate Bill 29 basically takes away, removes the authority of health officials to prohibit public gatherings and some of the stuff, the nonsense of the lockdowns, basically, correct?
Yeah, so this
and again,
is,
Governor Kelly vetoed this.
She vetoed it. We overrode it. It's now Kansas law. And really what this bill, all it does is it guarantees you due process. So if a local health official tries to lock you up, within 72 hours, you can appeal to the court system, and the court system can review that case.
Which is what the student in Harvey County had to do, as I recall.
Yeah, and so honestly, all it does is it allows for checks and balances, and it doesn't give the government, you know, supreme authority over you and whether it's something that is actually true or not, and it allows somebody to at least have due process if they are going to be locked in their home.
Let's talk about the budget bill. I know you guys did a lot on tax cuts, and you know, one of the things the left has been demonizing, Laura Kelly said, you spend too much money, she didn't say you spent too much. She said you equated it to Brownback. She says she's worrying about the out years. And yet you cut a lot of taxes for folks, which is what we wanted. But people have to keep in mind, you also cut $1.47 billion in spending, which is the mistake that the legislature did before you and I came in, the year right before we came in. They cut taxes, but they didn't cut spending. In your case, you cut taxes, but you also cut spending, correct?
Yeah, so we've actually been cutting the spending. It's $1.47 billion was the number. Now, that was the number before some of the line item vetoes, so that number's probably a little off now at this point. But here's the thing, John. Our budget was lower than the governor's budget.
She blamed you.
And so it's cute that she's like, oh, these people are spending like drunken sailors. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. We spent less than what your proposed budget was. You can't. Okay, I guess you have the bully pulpit and the right. Media is very friendly to you. Yeah. So
they didn't bother to point that out.
No, they're obviously not going to point that out. Yeah. And so, no, we've cut spending. And another thing that the media and the governor are doing is they're talking about how, we're going to be, this is Brownback all over again. We're broke in 2028. Well, John, there's like three or four more budget cycles between now and then.
Right.
And
it's 3 years from now.
Yeah. And not only, I mean, we are looking and scrutinizing the budget. We're going to go back in next session and we are diving even deeper into the budget. Actually, my team and I, we ended up requesting information from the administration and they gave it to us a few weeks ago and we're doing a deep dive into these budgets. So we asked for data that goes all the way back 10 years and, we wanted to see the inputs and outputs and actually get into the granular data and how the state of Kansas is spending our money. That document is 8.4 million lines and we are currently going through and doing pattern analysis. We are going through and looking at ways. Where's the money actually being spent? Is it being spent on things that are necessary? And I think that by the time next session rolls around, we will have found efficiencies and we will continue to cut more spending inside the budget.
More DOGE at the state level. I know we're kind of coming up on my break here. Let me ask you, were there any things, I'm sure there were, but things that you would have liked to have gotten to this session that it was a really abbreviated session? Were there things that you wanted to get to that you couldn't?
Well, you know, John, I think real quick, we obviously were going after some tax cuts, and I think that there's still some more work to be done on that. We completely eliminated the 1.5 mil property tax at the state level, and what that means is that the state of Kansas no longer has a single dollar of property taxes coming into our coffers now at the state level.
Let me ask you about that. I don't know if you saw, this was a social media post that came out from our former colleague, Scott Schwab, who is currently the Secretary of State. He's also running for governor. And he, I mean, he didn't pull any punches. He basically attacked the leadership of both chambers. I think it was more intended probably for Ty Masterson, who is likely to be his opponent in the governor's race. But he specifically attacked you guys for not doing more for property tax relief. And he didn't. I'm just curious what your thoughts are if you saw the post. And it I was kind of surprised that if he were to win, he was attacking the very people he was going to need to work with to get his agenda passed. But I'm curious if you saw the post and what your thoughts were.
I did see it yesterday. Appreciate the question. And as far as long-term strategy, no, it's not a very good one. You're basically, I mean, it's one thing to work with and negotiate with people, but I think to your point, it is him trying to beat up on one of his future opponents. The problem is that he is doing it in a way that I think is very unhealthy for him. To have a good relationship, working relationship with the legislature, should he actually end up winning that race. And here's another thing, John. Over the last several years, we have actually cut $971 million in taxes. And so for him to come in and say, well, you didn't cut enough. Well, okay, we have to, this is an equation, you know? So we've cut almost $1 billion in taxes. And so we're a little bit low right now on our budget. And so, yeah, we're going to have to come in. We're going to have to figure out ways that we can afford those property tax cuts. So we're going to have to do more spending in order to be able to actually secure more cuts. But when it comes to property taxes, the vast majority of that burden is on local governments.
Yeah, schools primarily, and then counties and cities.
Yeah. And I mean, the legislature, the state has a mandated 20 mils of property tax that's redistributed across the state. It doesn't come to the state of Kansas itself. It stays at the local level for schools. But that's mandated by the courts. And so, okay, if we get rid of that, then where's that $850 million roughly coming from? Well, that would be a tax increase somewhere else because we would not be able to just outright afford that. So,
and maybe the Secretary of State has a suggestion. I didn't see one in
his
post. No,
that's just it. It was completely, you know, he was beating up on the legislature and proposed zero solutions. And so it's, okay, so it's the same old, same old. It's... okay, what are you going to do different?
I'm sure we'll have him on the show, and I'm sure that's something I will ask him. Blake, if folks want to connect with you, I know you're off now, so you're in the military. I know you've got a job and kids, three of them now. But if folks want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Absolutely, John. Well, feel free to look me up on the Kansas Legislative website. A lot of my contact information is there. Just go to the Kansas Legislative website, find my profile. It's pretty easy. Or you can also find me on Facebook, which is Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter. And feel free to follow me there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.